Hello, this is Dr. Yonka from Health Action Synergies, and we're really excited to be here with you today to just give a little bit more information on the Circle of Life coaching system. And I'm here with Rebecca McLean, who's the founder and developer of the Circle of Life, starting way back in the 1980s. The Circle of Life is used at by the Air Force. We've trained health educators for the Air Force, the YMCA, numerous hospitals throughout the United States, universities, school systems, churches, hospitals, etc. Our goal here today is to give you a little bit more detail about the Circle of Life, the trainings, the opportunities, etc. There's a lot of information on the website, and so while we're discussing here, you can surf around, and Rebecca will give some specifics on that in just a few moments. Now, Rebecca McLean has been involved in the healthcare industry, and particularly in integrative and holistic healthcare, all the way back to the 1970s. As I said earlier, she's the developer of the Circle of Life coaching system. And so let's just jump right to Rebecca, and Rebecca, give us a little bit of history on the Circle of Life and how it began.
Thank you, Roger. I'm just thrilled to be here. I just want to say before I get started that the information that you need is also on the website. We have the curriculum, what's covered in the training curriculum. We have a page called Frequently Asked Questions. Some of those I'll be answering today. And we have a regular teleconference call where you can ask any questions that you'd like to have. So there's some other options as well as this recording. So a little history. We began in 1986. I co-founded a clinic called Health Action with Dr. Roger Yonka, who's a doctor of oriental medicine. And at that clinic, we had educational programs and yoga classes and qigong classes, physical therapy, acupuncture, massage therapy, counseling. And what we've discovered in that process of working with people for over a decade is that every person had the capacity to access their healer within, that they had healing resources inside their body, inside their mind, inside their spirit. And our programs begin to develop by helping people to rediscover, uncover the power that they had to heal themselves, to be well, to have quality, wonderful lives that they really wanted and wanted to create. And so we created the program based on working with really literally thousands of people. And in those years, in the early years of our clinic, we had support groups. And we found by creating these support groups, rather than being the expert, we'd have people tap into their own inner knowing and to have the resources of both their inner self in the group, all the experiences, wisdom, support that was in the group process, as well as resourcing them to things that they had in the community, education or other kinds of resources that would support having them reach their health goals and their life goals. So we found that developing this process really helped people to really find their strengths, find what in their life was giving them energy, what in their life was draining their energy or leaking their energy, and using their strengths and channeling it into the areas that they wanted to change and to seal up the leaks where their energy was draining.
Let me add that as a doctor of Chinese medicine, it was a little bit of a surprise to me over the years, but I'm now very clear on this, you know, after 20, 30 years of exposure, and that is that the most powerful healing resources are actually within the person. And in this time when healthcare is under such duress, we are going to experience a renaissance in self-reliance, and health coaching is going to be at the very foundation of all of that. So, Rebecca, on to a little bit more information. Let's talk about what is required for a person to become a certified wellness and health coach, and do they have to be a health professional?
No, they do not have to be a health professional. They can come from all walks of life. We have teachers, we have clergy, we have human resource managers, career counselors, social workers, anyone who is wanting to support people in a process of accessing the wellness and mind, body, and spirit. We also have peers. We have seniors who want to help their other friends and elders. So it's anyone who really wants to learn this process and go through the training and be trained to really use these tools.
You know, what we find is that people who are very, very tangled up and have been for a long time involved in a particular profession, let's say, for instance, like healthcare, nursing, psychotherapy, and so forth, that there's a process that has to be gone through to actually be able to empower people in the way that coaching can. And so it's the surprise for us has been that it's often a citizen with incredible enthusiasm that is the most successful as a coach in inspiring other people, because they're not weighed down by all of the the knowledge and information and training that someone who's a health professional or a mental health professional might be.
Yes, and with that though, many people are really naturally wanting to support people. That's why they got into nursing and healthcare. That was really the mission and purpose. And being a coach, health professionals find that it's so much easier than having the responsibility of being the expert. That when you're a coach, you're the client. We don't even call them patients. The client is the one who is the expert of their own life, and you're facilitating them to have a step-by-step plan with accountability and support and finding up creative solutions and strategies in a non-judgmental way of moving forward in their life. And we just find just miraculous breakthroughs. So health professionals love this work.
Thank you. Yeah, good insight. Tell us a little bit about where and how the wellness coaching is being utilized, the Circle of Life.
Yes, Circle of Life coaching is being used in just a myriad of ways that are really exciting. We have it everything from hospitals to health education programs in the Air Force. We have it in fitness centers. We have it in spas and retreat centers. We have it in senior programs. Right now we have a wonderful new program for teenagers that we're bringing into the schools. We have it for staff people. We have it in businesses for stress management. Each coach brings their own unique talent, skills, and kind of their own flavor to the process. So what our program is a very easy-to-apply, step-by-step process. And then we have different people using it in nutrition programs and in diabetes support groups and education programs and cardiac programs. So we have it. Some people use it as a standalone program. Other coaches use it with existing programs. Let's say it was a diabetes education program where people are getting educated in what they need to do, but the coaching is how they actually implement it. How do you actually take the education from knowing what to do to actually doing what's right for your body and mind and spirit? So it's used across the board in many creative ways. Again, we have it in staff meetings for teachers, in business for wellness programs, retreats, mind, body, spirit retreats. You know, all kinds of populations are using this program.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
How does the Circle of Life training compare to some of the other coach trainings that are out there?
We do promote ourselves not as a life coach training, but as a mind-body health and wellness program. It's a complete system. Again, we started in 1986, so we have over 22 years of refining this process. So it's just ready, you're just ready, mix, stir, ready to go. Very step-by-step, and the coaches absolutely love having something completely. You know, once you've taken the training in 3 days, you have all the tools you need to just get ready and go. So we have wonderful assessments, really easy to use process. It has a nice structure to it. Again, each coach can then elaborate on it or expand on it in the way that they want to deliver it. What's different about it, it is entirely ready to go. You can deliver it in a retreat format, like a wellness retreat. You can deliver it in a group coaching sessions, on the phone, individual sessions. It has a lot of mind-body self-care practices, which there are no other coaching programs that deliver this information and skill set. We have these simple-to-use 1 to 5 minute mind-body practices that help people to really, really revitalize themselves. You know, just like when you're feeling stressed about something, you have a stressful thought, then you kind of hold it in, and then by the end of the day, you wonder why you feel, you know, stuck or angry or have a headache or exhausted. And so we teach these methodologies, these really simple practices, these ancient practices that are proven, now modern science proves that these are just incredible for health and wellness as well as productivity. We teach these practices to interrupt those negative cycles or negative self-talk, or when we're feeling really tense, how to release the tension. And when you're trying to make a change in your life, you need all the vitality and resources that you can get from your body as well as your mind and your spirit. So that's something else that's unique. We have...
Could I just jump in here and remind people that while Rebecca's saying this, something that you could just do very quickly to have an experience of this is to check your posture and notice that you could probably be sitting a little bit more erect, and then check your breath and notice that you could probably be breathing a little deeper, which has a myriad of incredible positive benefits and requires hardly any effort to do. And then while you're paying attention to this information, you could also have in the back of your mind just simply the idea of being a little bit more restful and relaxed and focused exactly on what we're doing here. And notice that that only took 30 seconds. That's an example of how simple some of these mind-body practices can be. Rebecca, back to you.
Yes, and this is a something that the coaches just rave about, because their clientele and their group participants feel like this is life-changing. Like if they just learn this, these self-care practices alone, they're life-changing. So that's something very unique to our program. It was developed both by Dr. Roger Yonka, who wrote the book The Healer Within and The Healing Promise of Qi. So we're bringing both of our 30 years of working in healthcare together. So you get so many more resources. Also, we have a ongoing, wonderful network of the community of coaches. The coaches are very creative and supportive to each other. We have a monthly call. We have lots of emails. We have a coach resource page where you can come and get all kinds of marketing ideas and mind-body practices and articles and things that really enhance your capacity to be an excellent coach. Also, we deliver this in this program in person. You can come to our 3-day program with our follow-up calls, or we are now developed and have a teletraining for those of you who are unable to come to our trainings.
I think it'd be fair to mention that we've had numerous participants at our coach trainings who've been trained by other coaching schools, who are always very positive about, number one, the coaching that they've already received or the training that they've already received, but especially about how organized and focused the Circle of Life system is for them to actually bring the profound powers and skills of coaching to populations in a much more organized sort of way.
Yes, and this program is just extraordinary when it comes to working with groups. It's really the only group coaching wellness program that's out there right now, currently, and has been for all these years. It's ideal for individual coaching, but it's just fabulous for group coaching. And people think, oh, I just want to do individual coaching, until they come to the training and they experience the power of the group. How when you get a group of people together supporting each other, you create community, you create all that group wisdom and energy, and it really helps people to speed up their process of change.
And in a complex market, the cost efficiencies of group-based kinds of programs always going to be attractive to people who are making decisions and the people who write the checks, really, at these organizations who are implementing new programs. Okay, so now tell us a little bit about how to find the details on the curriculum.
The curriculum, if you go to the website, you look under Circle of Life Coach Training. It talks about the curriculum there, and there's a few more questions answered about that on the Frequently Asked Question page.
And then often this comes up as a question, the whole issue of the International Coach Federation credits, and would you talk a little bit about how we work with that?
Yes, the Circle of Life training is not an international Coach Federation certified training. It does meet the core competencies of the ICF, and you can contact the ICF to find out how to do what's called a portfolio application. Most of the people that come to our training, I'd say probably 98% of the people that come, already are professionals or they already have a license, and they just want to use this coaching. They're just ready to go. They don't need any more accreditation. So that's the majority of people that come to our program. But again, you can use these credits, 30 credits from our program, to apply to what's called a portfolio application. And again, go to the ICF website to find out all that information.
Great. Okay, well now, for those who need to move on to the next thing, please do. But before we quit here, Rebecca, just tell us your favorite story, miracle story, about the Circle of Life coaching.
Well, I want to say that there are miracles every week that I hear from the coaches across the country. And this is just one that happened when I began coaching, or one of the times I began coaching in about 10 years ago. I had a group of women with various kinds of cancer. And one of the women, her name is Bev Kirkhart, came to my group. We met for about a year. And she came in divorced, bankrupt, with breast cancer, no children, and really no support. And right now, after about 4 years after she was in the group, she wrote a book. She's been cancer-free for 10 years now. She is a national speaker and makes great income and is doing what she absolutely loves to do and is healthy and radiant and serving others. So that's the kind of things that happen really pretty regularly in the Circle of Life. So again, this is one of my favorite stories, but there's so many of them.
So we should sign off for now. Remember to get your information from the website. Do what you can to get your questions answered. And if you need to give us a call, please do that as well.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see you at one of the trainings. Bye for now.